We've got a bit of aircon in here, so hopefully it cools things down a bit. Welcome back to our broadcast from the CMC Rocks Festival for 2018. Well, they don't come much bigger than this man. It's a pleasure to have him sitting opposite us right now, Mr. Darius Rucker. Darius, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me, man.
Firstly, welcome back to Australia. It's been probably about 20 years.
About 20 years, man. Long time.
What's been the biggest change you've seen in Australia since you've been back?
What country music is doing over here, man. You know, it's becoming so big, and this festival is such a big help for it, and to get all these artists here at the same time and all these people in here, it's been pretty awesome.
All right, take us back to your roots, your earliest days of music. Was country sort of in your blood? Or was that your passion all along?
I've always been a fan of country music. It's my whole life, you know. And I said for years that if I ever got a chance, I was going to make a country record. And that chance came up, and you know, here I am 10 years later, still in Nashville, having a blast.
Number one hits, Grand Ole Opry. I mean,
yeah.
Recording with some terrific people in Nashville. How did the ball get rolling to get into country music and to establish yourself there?
Because
it couldn't be easy coming from a rock and roll background.
Yeah,
and to be taken seriously, I suppose, as a legit
country artist.
Yeah, that
was a tough thing. You know, it wasn't easy. We had to go to 110 radio stations and all that stuff and work your butt off. But you know, once people started hearing the music, they knew it was really country, and it just. Once it hit, but it was a lot of work to get it to where people actually really took me seriously.
You know, not a lot of African American people in country music either. You know,
yeah.
Being Aboriginal myself, here from Australia, you know, it's really great to see someone of color flying the country flag.
Well, thank you.
I think it's been a long time since an African American has really established the charts. I'm thinking back, Charlie Pride. How does that make you feel as an African American?
You know, anytime you can get mentioned with Charlie Pride is a great thing. But
yeah, for sure.
You know, when I started having a hit with "Don't Think I Don't Think About It," people started saying, you know, it was the first time in 25 years that an African American had been on the country charts, and that was crazy. I never even thought about it. And then now you see the doors opening up for more guys. You know, Kane Brown and some other guys that have come around. But it was crazy to think that it had been that long. But it's good to be it's good to be breaking down barriers and doing
cool
stuff.
And especially in an industry like music, it's hard enough to get your foot in the door.
Yeah.
But to do it twice at two different genres as an African American man, I think that's a fantastic achievement, and one that, as you say, should open doors, and hopefully does for other African American performers.
Absolutely, I think it will. I think like I said once, I don't think I've got people record deals, but instead of throwing that demo away, I think more labels will actually listen to it,
For sure.
Just to see what it sounds like.
Cool. What about those days back in hitting the Blowfish days? I mean, you played a couple of those tunes last night with the blessing of the band.
Yeah.
What were those times like, and could you guys have ever foreseen that kind of success?
No, man. No one expects to sell 20 million records on your first record. But it was. Man, those are such good times. A blast.
Yeah.
It was a party, and the party went on as long as we wanted to go on, but we knew when it was time to take a break.
I was just talking to Anthony here in the back, one of our great mates here at the station, and we're reminiscing about those early Hootie and the Blowfish songs, the soundtrack of our youth.
Yeah.
So I mean, to see you here performing here in Australia is a real thrill, and we certainly appreciate you coming by and having a yarn with us.
Well, thank you, man. I'm having a blast. I don't want to go home, but
good, stay.
My kids are waiting for me.
what's the plan for the rest of the time here in Australia?
I got a show in Melbourne and a show in Sydney still, and so we'll hang out and enjoy those times and just see as much of the country as I can see.
Thank you very much for your time, Darius. I hope you enjoy the rest of the CMC and of course your time here in Australia.
Thanks a lot, man.